In the beginning, scientists measured time in seconds, the interval between heartbeats. Then they moved on to the millisecond, a housefly's wing beat, and then the microsecond, the nanosecond, and even the picosecond, one trillionth of a second. But inside an atom, things happen much faster than that. So scientists have been devising a way to measure even thinner slivers of time. NPR's John Hamilton reports they've succeeded.
One of the first scientists to measure things that happen really fast was Harold Edgerton, a photographer and electrical engineer. Starting in the 1930s, he used a special camera and high-speed strobe light to capture images of speeding objects. One of his best-known photographs shows a .30-caliber bullet that has just passed through a playing card, the Queen of Hearts. David Jonas, a chemistry professor at the University of Colorado, says researchers decided to try an approach like Edgerton's to track electrons inside an atom.
The challenge here was that the atom is a billion times smaller than the car, and the flash of light needs to be 10 billion times shorter.
So to track electrons, scientists in Austria and Germany replaced the old gun and strobe setup with something more modern, X-rays and light from a special laser.
The principle of these measurements is to give the electron a swift kick with X-rays and then measure the result of that kick using the light.
There's a lot more to it, actually. But the important thing is that a team of scientists has now shown that the technique appears to work. Ferenc Krauss of the University of Vienna is one of the scientists who developed what he calls a time microscope. Krauss says he was overwhelmed when the device actually worked.
It's hard to describe the kind of feeling when you see the results on the screen of the oscilloscope and on the computer screens. That's really a pretty exciting experience.
Krauss and his colleagues showed it was possible to measure changes that occurred in less than 1,000th of 1 trillionth of a second. That amount of time is called a femtosecond. Paul Corkum of the Research Council of Canada says it's hard to comprehend just how short that interval really is.
A femtosecond is to a second as a second is to the total age of the universe, 15 billion years. So it's really, really, really short. It's the time scale for molecular vibrations, time scale for chemistry, and we could make measurements right down to about 10 femtoseconds in the late 1980s.
Then progress virtually stopped, until a few years ago, when scientists began using the new X-ray laser approach. Recent progress has been so rapid that scientists have had to define a new unit that's 1,000 times shorter than a femtosecond. It's called an attosecond. Corkum says attosecond measurements should reveal a lot about the inner workings of atoms and how atoms join together to form molecules.
Now we have a tool that's really powerful, and we'll learn new things, and we'll get more sophisticated. We'll learn how electrons interact with each other in this complicated soup of especially in a larger molecule.
Corkum says no one has done much measuring yet, and it's hard to tell just how far the new technology can be pushed. Even so, the possibilities tend to make even veteran researchers wax rhapsodic. Corkum's personal hope is for a whole new understanding of how chemical bonds are formed and broken.
Of course, the bonds and bonds breaking and making drive chemistry. And maybe we'll be able to watch it. We'll be able to actually watch it occur. Watch the bond change, watch the electronic structure rearrange inside the molecule. These are dreams, really, so far.
A more practical application might be new X-ray machines that provide much clearer pictures while exposing people to much less radiation. The new research appears in this week's issue of the journal Nature. John Hamilton, NPR News.